Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were taught there are Christians that commit habitual sin. Well, let's continue with that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
So you pray according to his will. So, it must be according to his will. Again, not breaking anything that's moral, anything that's ethical, not praying anything that supports a false doctrine, a sin thing, you don't do that. But keep it in mind, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. If you're not saved, don't expect God to hear your prayers until you call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. That's the first prayer he wants to hear from you. So my friend, I trust you will pray. If you've not prayed, and ask the Lord to save you, believing that he died on the cross, shedding his blood for you, and you call upon him to save your soul, he will do that. Now, let's go on to verses 16 and 17. He says, if any man see his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that you should pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. Now, as we look there, this is going right in, going from the one thing to the next, as we're looking here at prayer. Now we're looking at 21st century Christianity, God's definition of sin. You see, this 21st century has been in many ways viewed and witnessed. Many formerly Bible-believing fundamental churches drink into the wine of the culture and has become drunk with its fleshliness. You see, much of our difficulty as seeking Christians stems from our unwillingness to take God as he is and adjust our lives accordingly. You see, today's church seems to insist upon trying to modify God and to bring him nearer to our image instead of us to him. The flesh whimpers against the rigor of God's inexorable sentence and yet begs for mercy and a little indulgence of its carnal ways. But my friend, that's no use. We must accept the Lord as he is, as he is revealed in his word, and his will, his way, and learn to love him for who he is. Love him for what he is. He is God, and he is holy. So again, we have witnessed many fundamental churches that have given into the culture. We have biblical examples. Job prayed for his three friends, John and James also, when to call fire down upon those that were withstanding Christ and not allowing him to pass through. And the Lord says, you don't know what you're of. Look, those three friends of Job couldn't have their prayers answered until and they couldn't be healed till Job prayed for them. James and John thought, we could call fire down on these people. Jesus turned and rebuked. But they equated it with Elijah calling fire down from heaven on the enemies. But you see, the ones that were coming after Elijah were wrong. He called fire down on their bands of 50, three different bands of 50s, but it was God's will for him to do that. It's important that you see this isn't speaking of spiritual death as we're all born into at our birth. We're all born spiritually dead. That is separated from God. That's what death means, to be separated. We're separated from God. We're made in God's image. God is a spirit. They that worship him in spirit and truth. We're born with a spirit that's separated from God. That spirit will live forever, either in heaven or hell. But that is a spirit that needs the life that God gives, which is eternal life, forgiven of sin, so it spends its eternity with him, not in hell. Now, again, the word death means separation. So in this verse, here again, verse 16, he says, if any man see his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death. That's speaking of physical death. And he goes on to say, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. That is physical death. There is a sin unto physical death. That's what it is. I do not say that you should pray for it. Now, again, you've got to understand by context, it's not talking about the spiritual death as you're born spiritually separated from God. This is talking about physical death. And it's talking about Christian. So when you look at those examples of Job, of James and John there, with those biblical examples, or of Elijah calling down fire because that was God's will, and yet when he could have called it on a fourth group, they asked for mercy, and God said, okay, now go with them. Go with them. We must have our own involvement with brethren when it comes to sin. We must see our own involvement there and make sure that we do what we ought to do. Now, as we've seen here what sin does, okay, sin's involvement, let's look at sin's invalidation. Sin's invalidation. Again, here in verse 16, second part of that verse, he says, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that you should pray for it. There are sins unto death. But again, that is physical. This is not speaking of the unpardonable sin. That is, to die without Jesus Christ as Savior, one second into hell, it's too late to be forgiven then, isn't it? It's too late. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8 says this, but the fearful and unbelieving. Now, you just think about that. This is talking about people in the lake of fire, people in hell, the fearful and unbelieving. And the sorcerers, those that are doing the black magic with the association of drugs, and the murderers, that even includes those that murder babies through abortion, besides those that kill people in cold-blooded murder, and the whoremongers, and all liars, all the idolaters, and sorceries, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, that is something. When he says that, idolaters, liars, whoremongers, murderers, but abominable and unbelieving are in there. The fearful is in there. And they'll have their part in the lake of fire and brimstone, which is the second death, final, complete separation forever from God. You see, unbelieving polls for second or eternal death, which is unpardonable. Now, I was listening to the radio one day years ago when a preacher who was Elvis Presley's half-brother told of Elvis making a profession of faith. And he said, I believe that he was saved. But he persisted in that lifestyle, and God took him on home. As a matter of fact, Jack Howells said that he witnessed Elvis Presley on an elevator one day. And Elvis told him that he was saved, but backslid, but not ready to come back. Now, I'm not here to tell you and try to establish whether or not Elvis Presley was saved. Some of you may have seen him recently at a truck stop in Alabama with Princess Di. I don't know, but I doubt that. But the point is, there is a sin unto death, and it is physical death, and we're not to pray for it against a brother. Now, God gave Elvis Presley a voice. He corrupted this style of music as well as his life. He had more money in the world, but it wasn't worthy. Even his millions is not worthy to be compared to the greatness of the shame at Christ's appearing. Now, if he was saved, and he'd be saved, so as by fire. And the millions he left behind, but even if he had the millions to take with him, they'd be nothing compared to the great riches of heaven that he wouldn't get, just saved there so as by fire at his appearing. And that's forever. I mean, some people live to be 100 years old, and then they have great riches and all that, and they die without Christ, they go to hell, and that 100 years is nothing. The rich man, remember, the rich man Lazarus? Oh, the rich man was tormented in a flame, and it's 2,000 years later, and he's still tormented in a flame. Those riches that he had means nothing. Even if he had been a billionaire, they mean nothing. Now, let's look at verse 19 as we continue here. He says, "And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness." Okay, now, we've looked at these things here. We've looked at these things, and as we're looking at it, the whole world lieth in wickedness. That is a doctrinal truth. Don't miss that. The whole world lies in wickedness is a doctrinal truth. Now, the world is not basically good. Without Christ, everyone goes to hell. And, look, I've witnessed to men in the past who did not agree. And they never received Christ that I know of. They're in the eternal lake of fire. You see, there are people who say, well, man is basically good, and they go to death, and they're saying, well, God's going to judge my good against my bad, and I'll be all right. No, they're going to go to hell. We must admit we're sinners that need a Savior, every one of us born into this world. And what the Bible is teaching is that God is holy. Man doesn't measure whether we're good enough or not. We can't.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm.